WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 47 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota in New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. After the filing deadline passed for next year's elections, there will be at least 10 primaries next March in Brazos County.
One race and six candidates. John Rainey has three challengers in the Republican primary, joining two Democrats for State Representative District 14. Two Brazos County incumbents did not file for re-election. There are six Republicans and no Democrats interested in replacing District Clerk Mark Hamblin. Three filed on the last day. Rudy Schultz and Melissa Boyce of Bryan and Billy Hart of College Station. There are four Republicans and no Democrats who filed for Justice of the Peace in Precinct 1, where Mike McCleary is not running. There are also four Republicans and no Democrats or JP in Precinct 2, and three Democrats and one Republican in JP Precinct 4. Incumbent County Commissioner in Precinct 4, Irma Colley, now has an opponent in the Democratic primary, Timothy Anderson of Bryan, and a Republican filing for Colley's seat on the last day was Timothy D'Alessandro of College Station. There are two Democratic challengers to Republican incumbent Kyle Cassell for State Representative in District 12, and three Democrats seeking to run against Republican Charles Schwartner in State Senate District 5. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan, who has filed for his fifth term, told a participant at his town hall meeting last week that he continues to support legislation limiting House and Senate members to 12 years.
When I ran for this office back in 2010, I committed to our constituents that I would serve no more than six terms. That is a hard limit for me, and I fully intend to comply with that limit.
Flores, who has no Republican opponents, will wait for the results of a primary between two Democrats. Almost 2 months ago, the College Station City Council voted against the city's first rate increase for trash collection in 10 years. That was followed by James Benham getting majority support for staff to investigate whether to study privatizing solid waste services,
which would allow us to gauge potential cost data. And this is, you know, I like to make decisions with facts, not anecdotes. This is just getting interest along with some basic details.
This Thursday, staff is asking council to hire a consultant to identify the pros and cons of replacing the city department, which is budgeted this year for 37 employees. This year's sanitation services budget is projected to lose more than $200,000 and more than $1 million a year in fiscal 2019 and 2020. The first person to serve on the College Station City Council after attending CSISD schools from kindergarten through 12th grade has finished their maximum two consecutive terms. Julie Schultz, speaking on our show, said she was discouraged during the last election about the use of scare tactics that are not true.
Any neighborhood that I've ever known has never just imploded or exploded at any point, but that was kind of the mentality out there. Oh, this is about to happen. No, it's not going to happen. Everybody's going to stay safe. It's going to be okay.
Schultz says a common complaint is the traffic, but she says no one wants to relieve congestion by new roads running through their neighborhoods. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 6. It's 47 degrees. You can call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by WC Tractor. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit texasregionaleye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
Come on down Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Ready to get started on your next metal project? Let Hilco guide you through the entire process. They can design a metal building to fit your needs and set you up with a contractor to help with construction. The Hilco staff has broad experience with building designs ranging from carports, garages, and hay barns to office warehouses, mini storage, and the newest trend of barn dominiums, which combine living quarters with shop space for the ultimate country retreat. Give them a call at 936-825-0500 or visit HilcoSupply.com.
Come on down, Hilco. Come on down and see. We We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hilcosupply.com.
Good morning, it's 610. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Malik, your AC and heating experts. Learn about club memberships for year-round discounts on service and repairs. Go to malikservice.com. Malik, making a difference.
High pressure to our north, taking control of the weather over the next couple of days. They'll be bringing us some cooler temperatures. Any clouds give way to sunshine this morning. We're breezy. Only 60 to 65 today. Clear tonight, 35 to 40. Sunny day tomorrow. Temperatures once again, 60 to 65. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy. Lows will be 40 to 45. Thursday, we're partly to mostly sunny. Temperatures on Thursday, around 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, gotta love it when a coaching staff comes together. Daryl Dickey named the new offensive coordinator unofficially as of right now, but it should be the new offensive coordinator for Texas A&M under Jimbo Fisher. So we'll hear a little bit more from Daryl Dickey, who has a lot of Texas ties, including to Texas A&M, where he served as a graduate assistant under Jackie Sherrill back in the day. So we'll talk a little bit about that, as well as Aggie Men's Hoops is dropped two spots in the new AP poll, but still the guys have been on a roll this year. They're pretty dang good, and a big reason for that has been sharpshooters DJ Hogue and Admon Gilder, who have been deadly from beyond the three-point arc. Coach Billy Kennedy at his coaches show last night.
Well, those guys work extremely hard in the offseason. They live in the gym. They shoot the ball a lot, and it's paying off for them.
So we'll hear a little bit more from Coach Kennedy coming up, as well as Coach Blair for the ladies, and covering a little bit of NFL. All that and more coming up in sports.
You're 12 seconds away from your all-time length for a tease.
That's oh, really?
Nice. Yeah.
I didn't know you were keeping track.
Oh, no. I just
now
heard,
I'm all self-conscious.
What, now when I heard Chelsea's head hit the microphone, that's what I knew.
Oh, she's just going to fall asleep. But there's a lot to report,
oh,
man.
Oh, I know. We're
there's
so excited.
There's a lot of sports.
We've now got a guy who was here as a GA, graduate assistant. Or
yeah, back in 85.
Wow.
You probably remember him.
I was here. But
yeah, you were here.
Doesn't necessarily mean that he remembers the town.
Well, that's true.
Oh, look at that. Wow. Whatever happened to Ralph's Pizza?
It's changed
pizza.
A little.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, his dad has been a longtime Texas high school football coach, or was a longtime Texas high school football coach. His brother's a Texas high school football coach, and he coached at UNT.
So
I think he knows about college stations.
Back when they had a team that could win.
Yeah. Well, hey, UNT's pretty dang good this year.
Oh, sure they are.
They really were.
But they made a bowl game. Okay.
Yeah, they right? actually were.
What was their record?
Hold on.
Yeah.
8-4.
Really? Are you just saying that?
No.
They're 9-4.
Okay.
They won their bowl game, huh?
No, they haven't played a bowl game yet.
Okay.
They were 9-4.
Oh, that's right. They were
9-4, 7-1 in Conference USA.
They were in their conference championship.
Yes, they were.
That's probably what it is.
Yes.
All right, man. We have got, today we have new, they're going to roll out apparently, well, they're doing a trial balloon on new flavors of Oreos.
Oh,
really?
I guess more.
So
okay.
People can kind of respond to that. Mm-hmm. So we'll have that for you. Yoplait is looking at a bunch of new flavors for yogurt.
Okay.
I mean, really?
And okay, look. But my thing with the yogurt is you can buy them in single servings.
Yep.
So you can go and decide, well, I want a week's worth of yogurt and I can have 7 different flavors and that's okay.
Yep.
Oreos, you have to buy the entire pack.
Yep, and then you got to bring it to work.
And get rid of them.
Right. It's a matter of with the cookies, you know what you're getting.
Right, the yogurt can be a little, ooh.
Yeah, well, and you think the yogurt's healthy.
True.
Well, I mean,
it's packed with sugar.
After you put all that crap in it, it's not all that healthy.
Correct.
Y'all have to spoil everything.
I know.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, let's get the one where we could put the double M&Ms and
ooh,
also the
with
sprinkles
the
in it.
Yeah,
right.
The crunch.
Yeah.
Yoplait crunch.
Yeah, because that'll go a long way toward helping you out.
It's like, you know, a dessert snack.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. There's they have probiotics in some of them, and that's, you know, some active yeast and all that stuff.
Yeah. Active yeast.
It's just a matter of...
delicious.
That's why I eat yogurt.
Yeah, exactly.
The active yeast.
So now we always talk about how fun it can be to be on a Southwest Airlines flight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the last one was on, you know, quoted some things out of what the flight attendant said, because it's fun.
Oh, yeah.
When it's not, though, that's something different. A woman caught smoking on a flight from Portland to Sacramento on Saturday resulted in a midair meltdown, threatened to, quote, kill everybody on this plane.
Nice. Whoa. Okay.
Yeah. Valerie Corbello, she's 24.
Oh, Val.
Who lives in Sandy. Okay.
Okay.
I don't know where, Sandy, Oregon, I guess.
Oh, Oregon, okay.
Restrained by passengers and flight crew.
Oh, wow.
Whoa. Before being escorted off the plane and arrested upon landing.
I mean.
Yeah.
First of all, how do you think you're going to get away with smoking on a plane?
True. True. A passenger told a TV station that she was removed from the plane's bathroom when people learned she was smoking. In other words, you probably
smoking
smelled
in
it.
The boys'
yeah.
room.
That's right. Or a girl's room.
Or a girl's room.
Witness says that she removed an oxygen mask as she got more uncontrollable.
Hmm.
She told Sacramento affiliate TV station reporter that she was trying to smoke because she was having anxiety.
Yeah, probably because she took a little magic pill before she
well
got on the plane.
Could well be that, too. A friend of hers said that she has had a crisis just a few days before she'd gotten on the airplane, and she was, in fact, worried about her friend, so she doesn't know why she was going to Sacramento even. And, of course, there is audio and video out there because everybody's carrying a camera around. Let's see what we have here.
Dog goes out and
oh, no, that's yeah. the... That's
can
the,
we
that's
play the, it?
I guess you're allowed to bring cigarettes with you on a plane.
Oh, yeah, sure, you
okay.
can
yeah,
do that.
You just can't smoke
well,
them.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you can have snakes on a plane, you can have
that's
cigarettes
true.
On a plane.
That's true, okay.
Yeah.
There's too many mother-licking snakes on this mother-licking
that's exactly.
plane.
Anyway, I can't... Yeah, I don't want to play the audio for fear that there might be something...
True, yeah.
A magic word in there in the midst of that. But nonetheless, we hope she does well and tries to smoke somewhere else next time. I guess anytime it's under, what's the temperature now?
Let's see, what do I have?
Yeah, it's like
47.
Yeah, 47. Yeah, it's like walking out to get the newspaper.
In your lacy things?
Yeah, something like that. In bare feet, you know, do that. And then the neighbor's out there and waves to you.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
Don't you just hate it when you get a run in your hose?
Yeah. Or if you have to run in your hose.
Yeah, that's
either
true,
one.
Too.
That could be a problem.
It can get no. breezy down there.
Yeah, I suppose it could. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. All right.
How did y'all stumble upon that back in the day?
You know, I'll tell you, we've been playing that for 20 years. I think we probably have about 20 years. That's a guy named Bob Rivers.
Info.
Mation.
Who put out a thing called Twisted Christmas.
Ah, okay.
He's a, he
so
was.
There's more songs.
Oh, yeah. Well, Police Stop My Car is the same
oh,
guy.
Oh, that was the same guy.
Yep,
gotcha.
Yep. And then we're going to do Chipmunks Roasting on an Open Fire.
Awesome.
We'll have that one for you. And but no, he's
I remember that one from
yep,
last
he was a
year.
Disc jockey in Seattle for years. He's retired now, but he's got that for us.
Norman G. Tractor and Implement Company, award-winning in the best of the Brazos. Home to over 8 acres of Kubota tractors, ATVs, RTVs, zero-turn lawnmowers, and implements for the farm and ranch. Invite you to buy now and save now on great Kubota products. For a limited time, get the new Kubota L4701F 47.3 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with a Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, and a 5-foot box blade with teeth. Plus a $500 instant rebate and a $500 two implement rebate, all for only $22,195. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor are the best when it comes to customer service. Be sure to ask about zero down and 0% financing on most new Kubota products. Trade-ins welcome, free delivery, and a 3-year warranty. For a huge selection and great prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, take the short drive to Normandy Tractor at Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas, and online at normandytractor.com. And remember, nobody beats Norman Detract.
Your shot to win free furniture starts now. The biggest promotion to hit Aggieland is back. Starting December 1st for 12 days only, visit Ashley Home Store in College Station for your chance to win free furniture if the men's basketball team is one of the last 4 teams standing during the national tournament in March. Bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, mattresses, and more. Ashley Home Store is the number one furniture and mattress retailer in North America. Visit the College Station store today for your chance to win free furniture. And hurry, this offer ends December 12th.
No purchase necessary to enter. See store for complete rules and details.
There you go. News Talk 1620 WTAW. 1993 is when we started playing that. So it's been 24 years. Wow. Okay.
I was 3 years old.
Well, there you go. All right. Aren't you glad you came to work here? So
yes.
You can hear it. Yeah. All right. Here we go. It's Green Monday.
So yesterday was Green Monday. Because today's Tuesday.
Yeah, today's not Monday.
So that doesn't make any sense, does it?
Right.
Well, let's see what we'll have to go here.
I'm not sure why it ended up on your list for today.
I know. Well, that's let me see. It's
she done threw a wrench in there.
But I did see a lot of things. So it's an online retail industry term similar to Cyber Monday.
Oh.
It was coined by shopping.com in 2007 to describe the best sales day in December, which is usually the second Monday of December.
Okay. So
it's like green as in money.
Okay.
Because I was getting some promotional emails and I was thinking green as in like go green.
Yeah.
Mother Nature.
Exactly.
But just a big shopping day.
So today's supposed to be that happening. Okay.
Today? No, it was yesterday.
No, it's but it's.
It was Monday, Scott.
Today is Tuesday.
It says, let's see.
December 11th.
Yep. I'm not gonna lie though. I freaked out this morning. I thought it was Wednesday.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, that's always the worst when you think it's a day ahead.
Hang on. I got it. Got to fix that.
It's fine.
It's right now. It's okay. I'm just scratching it out, so we won't have to worry. Okay.
Okay. Got it. Yep. All right. So today is not Green Monday.
You missed it.
Yeah. Sorry.
You're going to have to pay 20% more for
everything
today.
Now,
it's poinsettia day. We talked about
poinsettias.
And again, last week, if you heard Neil Sperry, if left uncut and you can put it outside and it'll live till next year.
Hey, I have one. I might try that.
8 to 10 feet tall. Be fun.
That'd be cool.
Ding-a-ling day. Okay. It's 12-hour fresh breath day.
Oh, there you go.
I guess you're going for a record.
Fresh breath.
Yes,
Could be. Ambrosia day. No thanks.
Okay,
It's just, and Hanukkah begins.
Oh, cool.
Oh, happy Hanukkah.
And we've got 13 shopping days until Christmas and 20 days left in the year.
Whew.
And birthdays.
Birthdays for today. I'm going to screw up a lot of name pronunciations today, so
let's do it.
Erica Dahm, D-A-H-M. She's turning 40. One of the Dom triplets.
Okay.
Really?
She's married to Dr. Phil's son, Jay McGraw.
Interesting.
So there you go.
Okay. Who are the Dom triplets?
I don't know.
But one of them, I think, is married to Dr. Phil's son.
Yeah, Jay.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh,
I heard that somewhere.
Wait, so if it's her birthday, then is it the other triplet's birthday too, Zach? Are they on your list?
I think
she's the most famous of the triplets. But yes, happy birthday to the entire Dom triplets clan.
They're all blonde. Whoa, and they were all pregnant at the same time. That's crazy.
Oh, really?
Well, I'm seeing maternity pictures.
What are their names? The other two, the forgotten Dom
sisters. We have
Erica, Nicole, and Jacqueline.
Okay,
sounds about right.
Yeah.
Okay. There's 30 seconds. We'll never get.
So they're all turning 40 today.
Okay.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Mayim Bialik. Am I pronouncing that right?
I don't know.
Plays Blossom. She, of course, is on the Big Bang Theory.
Yes, she's Amy on Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, she's Amy Farrah Fowler.
Is it Bialik or is it?
I have no idea.
I don't think that's how you pronounce it, but I tried.
Well, not one, but two stories about her today.
Oh, okay.
Being her birthday.
Well, maybe we can figure it out.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll see.
All right. Maybe find words that rhyme with her last name.
So it's
we
her
can figure
birthday.
That one out.
Okay.
Hank Williams III is turning 45.
That one right.
Yeah, we won't be playing any of his stuff, but he's turning 45 today. Jennifer Connelly is turning 47 today.
Okay.
Of course, A Beautiful Mind. She was in that. Hulk, Blood Diamond. She's been in a couple of movies with Russell Crowe, Beautiful Mind, Noah. I used to be Susan Powders, turning 60 today.
Whatever happened to her?
She's that motivator / fitness expert.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I don't know. I don't know.
She used to be on she had the spiky white blonde hair.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
But she's turning 60 today.
Here, we got it. Right here we go.
Mayim Bialik.
One more time.
Mayim Bialik.
Okay.
I don't know if that's
right. That sounds like Bialiker there at the end. I don't know.
Where, I'm sure there is a video of her or about her that we can find with a real person actually saying her name.
Is she a doctor?
Yeah, maybe. Well, she has a PhD in neuroscience.
Wow.
Like in real life?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a real thing.
Well, she actually is a nerd in real life.
Okay.
Wow. That's so awesome. Okay.
Congrats to her. Yeah, Eric Shankman is turning 54. Okay. Spin doctors. So there you go. Bill Nye is turning 68.
Like Bill Nye the Science Guy?
No.
We already had him.
This guy is British, and he's turning 68 today.
Oh, okay. And he's going, why can't I be the star?
Yeah, yeah. Was in Love Actually, Underworld, Pirates of the Caribbean, sure. Shaun of the Dead. He's the old guy.
All right. Mm-hmm.
So there you go. Dickie Betts is turning 74 today. Allman Brothers guitarist.
Okay.
Wrote this song, by the way.
Oh.
Mailbox
so,
money.
Yeah, there you go. So he's turning 74 today. Diane Warwick is turning 77 today. Did you know that she is Whitney Houston's cousin?
I did. It's actually Dion.
Yeah, her too.
Yeah.
So she's turning 77 today. Connie Francis, I believe I pronounced that one right.
Yeah, you did.
She's turning 79, Where the Boys Are.
Uh-huh. Look at you. Wow.
So there you go, Chelsea. Right. That's your theme song. And Bob Barker is turning 94 today.
Wow. Hadn't seen him in a while. Okay. Do you think we can trust Wendy Williams to say her name right?
Probably not, but let's
okay.
Let's
well,
go
I mean, that, here was she was going to be.
I think so.
All right,
go ahead.
Here we go.
Please welcome Maya Bialik.
Maya Bialik.
There.
So, Bialik. Oh. Bialalak.
Man, glad we solved that.
Yeah, that was a close one.
Yeah, didn't know if we were going to make it through the morning.
We were probably going to get some very strongly worded letters
from her. Exactly.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So CNN is really living up to their fake news nickname. In their seventh blunder of the year, the so-called news network botched their bombshell report on Friday. Now, the Daily Caller points out the network claimed Donald Trump Jr. and the Trump campaign received advanced access to stolen emails that were to be published by WikiLeaks. The network hyped the story for most of the day before the Daily Caller debunked the story, revealing several serious errors in reporting. Now, this is not the first time that CNN botched their reporting on President Trump in this phony Russian narrative. Now, back in June, we remember CNN smeared Trump advisor Anthony Scaramucci after falsely reporting that he was the subject of a Senate investigation for his ties to Russian bankers. You think fake news will ever get it right? Thank God for Fox.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW. You know, shopping online this holiday season and finding the perfect gift from your computer, your tablet, your smartphone, well, that's simple. Just a few taps and you're done. But all your online shopping, well, guess what? It could expose your personal information and leave you vulnerable to identity theft. You got to protect yourself. And by the way, it might be a form of identity theft that you can miss by just monitoring your credit. You know, like someone can steal your 401k, your retirement, take an online payday loan, your bank account. They can get it all. Thank God there's LifeLock. They monitor your personal information. You have a problem with identity theft. Well, they will work to fix it for you. Nobody can stop all threat and monitor every transaction of every business, but LifeLock is by far the best and offers something that's perfect for the holidays and beyond. And that's not having to worry if identity theft happens to you. Now go to LifeLock.com and you can save 10% just by mentioning my name Hannity in the promo code. LifeLock.com, promo code Hannity.
When God sent the wise men and the shepherds all the way to the tiny village of Bethlehem, they celebrated and rejoiced and had hope. Hope not that Jesus would change the world today, but that someday he would. Isn't that the magic of Christmas? That God gives us hope that he's not finished working in our lives? My name is Preston Greenwald, and I'm the pastor of A&M United Methodist Church. If you're looking for a place where we celebrate that God's work has just begun, come and join us at 8:30, 9:45, or 11 o'clock.
Is your house ready for company this Christmas? Gilmore Electric Express can help. They'll take care of electrical issues you've been putting off, like changing out light fixtures, repairing that guest room plug that doesn't work, and even moving that kitchen outlet to a more useful location. Gilmore Electric Express is your go-to home electrician with guaranteed on-time service and upfront pricing on every job. Your holidays can be merry and bright with Aggie-owned and operated Gilmore Electric Express. Call 979-77-LIGHT or go to GilmoreElectricExpress.com.
Good morning, News Talk 16. 1620 WTAW 629. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications 775-2929. Going to do okay today. We'll be up around 60-ish, I would say, 62 maybe. 36 for our low temperature tonight. If things are right, then the front ought to be getting here. I don't know, probably wind shift around noon or something like that. But by then we'll have sunshine up to that 63 or 64 degrees. Yesterday's a weird day because I think we got up to 74 before it started getting a little bit cooler last night. And 36 for our low temperature tonight. Then we'll do probably middle to low 60s and upper 30s all the way through the weekend, but a lot of sunshine out there. Right now, winds are out of the north at 8. We have 48% relative humidity. Fair skies, it's 47.
For Kashinka with your money now. A government watchdog is urging the Education Department to resume the process of forgiving student loans for tens of thousands of people who were defrauded by for-profit colleges. The Office of Inspector General recommends that the department restart review, approval, and discharge processes for defrauded students. The group also recommends that the department establish timeframes for considering the claims and develop controls to ensure timeframes are met. The report also notes that the department has significantly shrunk the staff of its unit to process these claims from 19 to just 6. Unibail Rodamco, Europe's largest commercial landlord, has agreed to buy Australia's Westfield Corporation for $15.8 billion. It's the biggest property acquisition since 2013, as declining store sales push mall operators worldwide to merge. Crude oil up 30 cents at $58.29 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures are slightly higher. That's your money now.
This holiday season, give the most eternal, unique gift of the year. Name a star after someone. I'm Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we'll name a star after anyone on your gift list. The star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office, and we will send an incredible personalized gift package. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for the gift that shines forever.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
WTAW News Time is 6:32. It's 47 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. This Thursday's College Station City Council meeting includes a staff request to hire a consultant to determine whether to get out of the business of picking up trash.
I'd like to direct the city manager to submit and put out an RFI for private waste collection. Not an RFP, but an RFI is a request for interest.
The original request, which came from James Benham on October 26th, was after the council voted against the city's first rate increase in 10 years. This year's sanitation services budget is projected to lose more than $200,000 for the fiscal year that is underway and more than $1 million a year in fiscal 29 and 2020. The city department is budgeted for 37 employees. Returning to civilian life after a maximum 2 consecutive terms on the College Station City Council, Julie Schultz shared some of her observations over the last 6 years on our show. That's in the context of living here since the age 4, when the city's population was less than 20,000, to this year's estimate of nearly 120,000.
Even though we have the tax increases, and I agree we have problems trying to find affordable housing, there are some developments coming online soon which may remedy some of that. But I do think, all in all, College Station is a very good place to live.
A common complaint is driving around College Station.
To lose your mind and to think that you need to be the only car on the road is ridiculous.
Right.
Having connectivity throughout the city will alleviate some of that, and nobody wants the roads next to them. Mm-hmm. They don't want the road through their neighborhood. They don't want it next to their neighborhood. They want to be separated, and that's why you have that. That's why you have this congestion.
Schultz says the city needs to take on Texas A&M as an asset and not complain about the growth of the university. Motorists along Texas Avenue and College Station between Harvey Mitchell and Deacon will be dealing with a raised median in about a year. You have the opportunity to tell TxDOT officials what you think today during an open house. Construction is scheduled to start next fall for what is now designed as a median with two openings. One would be near Deacon. The other is at Brothers Boulevard, where, according to TxDOT, the city of College Station is planning to install a traffic signal. Today's open house is from 4:30 until 6:30 at the Ringer Library. The filing deadline has ended for next year's elections around Texas.
Two Brazos County incumbents are not seeking re-election. One whose name is not on the state's websites, Precinct 1 Justice of the Peace Mike McCleary. Four Republicans and no Democrats have filed for that opening. Six Republicans and no Democrats filed for district clerk after Mark Hamlin announced he was not seeking re-election. Three filed for district clerk on the final day, Billy Hart of College Station and Melissa Boyce and Rudy Schultz of Bryan. Six filed for the state representative seat in District 14, incumbent John Rainey among four Republicans, and there are two Democrats. Incumbent Precinct 4 County Commissioner Irma Colley is a Democratic primary opponent, Tommy Anderson of Bryan. The winner faces a Republican challenger, Timothy D'Alessandro of Bryan. There are four Republicans and no Democrats who have filed for the JP post in Precinct 2. Three Democrats and one Republican have filed for JP in Precinct 4. There are two Democrats seeking the state representative seat now held by Republican Kyle Cassell. And there are three Democrats seeking the state Senate seat now held by Republican Charles Schwartner. In all, there are five Republican and five Democratic primaries next year in Brazos County. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Incumbents who have filed for next year's election includes Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan. He was asked about term limits during his town hall meeting last week.
Why are you opposed to term limit legislation?
That's interesting that somebody thinks I'm opposed to term limit legislation. I have been for term limit legislation ever since I was elected to Congress.
Flores says House and Senate members should serve a maximum 12 years.
I think most Americans support term limits. I think that people should go home and live under the laws they write. I mean, our country was founded under what we call citizen legislators, where farmers and doctors and teachers and folks would go to Washington and they'd serve for a while and then they'd go back home and live under the laws they wrote. And that's what I think we need to get back to.
Flores, who is seeking his fifth term, has no Republican opponents and two Democratic challengers. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 47 degrees. You can call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Ill advice number 70. An apple a day keeps the doctor away, but does it really? Protect yourself from ill advice. CHI St. Joseph Health primary care physicians know how to get you to a better state of health with same-day or next-day appointments and access to leading medical specialists. Do apples make a difference? Unmask the whole truth and schedule an appointment today at chistjoseph.org/illadvice.
I'm State Representative John Rainey. There are a lot of reasons that Christmas is the most special time of the year. We get to see family who live away from us. There are all kinds of gatherings with friends and at church, and a chance to think back on the things we love about living here in Bryan College Station. Christmas is a great time of year for kids, and those kids we call parents and grandparents. It's been an honor to serve you these past few years. So from me, my family, and our staff, we wish you a Merry Christmas and a very happy New Year. Politically ad paid for by the John Rainey campaign.
Going out? Plan a sober ride. Meeting friends? Designate a driver. Getting drinks? Call a cab. Getting the next round? Please call a cab. Getting behind the wheel? Stop. Stop. Stop.
Don't wait until it's too late. Plan a sober ride while you can at soberrides.org. Drink, drive, go to jail. A message from TxDOT.
Hi, this is Dennis Kabetska from Interstate Batteries, where we know batteries. It's all we do. If you have a battery that's giving you trouble, bring it to the experts. We can troubleshoot batteries in everything from cars and trucks to boats, RVs, and farm equipment too. Our guys will perform a free battery check to determine if you really need a battery or if there's another issue that might need attention. We're not going to sell you something you don't need. When you have a battery question, come see us at Interstate Batteries, 1100 Finfeather Road in Bryan, or give us a call to find a dealer near you. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
The law offices of Jeff Paradowski are proud to present for your listening enjoyment Christmas Day music on News Talk 1620 WTAW and on WTAW.com. The traditional and joyful music of Christmas will begin on December 24th, Christmas Eve, and continue on through Christmas Day for your entire family to enjoy. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, and cheers for the new year from the law offices of Jeff Paradowski, sponsor of Christmas Day music, only on News Talk 1620 WTAW and WTAW.com.
Good morning, it's 640. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore. Your nationwide agent, part of their member-driven community where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, today at 979-776-1900. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates. Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Cold front will push down from the north this morning. It's going to result in cooler temperatures over the next several days than what we experienced yesterday. Sunshine and breezy today. There'll be a few clouds this morning, but they should move out. We're 60 to 65. Clear overnight, cold 35 to 40. Tomorrow we'll have sunshine. Highs will be 60 to 65 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy, 40 to 45. And it's partly to mostly sunny Thursday, 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, the Aggies seem to have found a new offensive coordinator in Daryl Dickey. We'll talk about him coming up and break down a little bit of his previous stops in coaching, as well as looking at sticking with Aggie football. Armani Watts, safety, been named an AP All-American, so congratulations to Armani. On the basketball court, Billy Kennedy joined us for his weekly radio show last night. We'll hear a little bit from him, as well as Coach Gary Blair, who says he's excited to hit the road.
8-2, we're number 19 in the country. We're fixing to go on our trip out to the West Coast and to Vegas, and I'm looking forward to it.
So we'll hear a little bit more from Coach coming up, as well as touching on some NFL and basketball, all that more coming up in sports.
Going to Vegas, huh?
Vegas.
Vegas, baby.
They're going to Vegas eventually. They're not going to Vegas this week, though. Oh. So I think he's talking about the duel in the desert, which kicks off on December 20th.
All right. He just gets on the airplane. Right?
He just lands
wherever he's supposed to.
Yep,
right?
Pretty much.
So did you hear about the Indianapolis Colts kicker?
Yeah, Adam Vinatieri.
Yeah.
That's like $500,000.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Has an incentive clause in his contract that kicks in if he makes 90% of his field goals before this season. During the season. And before this game, he was at 95.7%.
Okay.
During the game, he was asked to try two field goals in a blizzard.
In a blizzard.
Don't know if you happened to notice there was a little snow on the ground.
Just a tad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, missed them both. His average is now 88%.
He made one. It was an extra point.
Yeah.
I take it back.
Yeah.
Yep.
So in order to get back to 90%, he needs to make 5 in a row without a miss.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Ooh.
See, that's why you had to learn math in school, so you'd know that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's possible.
I didn't learn math in school. Yeah,
but nah, anyway, well, I didn't either. So
just
that's why
saying.
We're in radio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so, okay. Yeah. Wow. Well, that's,
that's the job.
Adam
Vinatieri's a Hall of Famer. He'll be just fine.
That's why those guys are so weird. You know, they got to think about that kind of stuff.
I was like, I saw him make one, but yeah, it was the extra point.
All right. So let me see. Sarah Huckabee Sanders yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
She got sideways, I think, with a reporter from CNN.
Amazing.
Yeah. This is a White House briefing having to do with accuracy in news.
Oh.
Okay. When you're taking information that hasn't been validated, that hasn't been offered any credibility, and that has been continually denied by a number of people, including people with direct knowledge of an instance. This is something that... I'm speaking about the number of reports that have taken place over the last couple of weeks. I'm simply stating that there should be a certain level of responsibility in that process.
This comes on the heels of a Washington Post reporter who sent a tweet out that was misleading over the weekend. The reporter posted a picture of a mostly empty arena at the president's rally, but it turns out the photo was taken several hours before the event started. See, that's wrong,
that
and that's
is
bad.
Wrong.
Take
yeah,
note,
that's
Chip
horrible.
Howard, who takes pictures of Reed Arena way before the game starts and post them on Facebook.
Fake news right here.
Yeah, yeah. Fake news,
fake
Chip
news
Howard.
Comes to Bryan Broadcasting Sports Department. Here's more. This is Sarah again.
Sarah. Now the little thing's just spinning.
Oh, so we're not gonna Sarah. Sarah. Well, our president has had a little bit to say lately on his Twitter account.
Oh, do we have some tweets?
We do have
some tweets
that, you know, kind of go along with this. Yesterday, and we kind of mentioned how he likes to watch television.
Yes.
But apparently he called out the New York Times, another false story, this time in the failing New York Times, that I watch 4 to 8 hours, which is a very large range, of television a day. Wrong. Also, I seldom, if ever, watch CNN or MSNBC, both of which I consider fake news.
Fake news.
I never watch Don Lemon, who I once called the dumbest man on television. Bad reporting.
Fake news. Fake news.
And then this morning, just 30 minutes ago, he said, despite thousands of hours wasted and many millions of dollars spent, the Democrats have been unable to show any collusion with Russia. So now they're moving on to the false accusations and fabricated stories of women who I don't know and or have never met. Fake news.
Yeah, so
fake
there.
Fake news.
So, yeah, he continues to not be very happy with the media.
There were three women, I think, on Megyn Kelly's show that nobody watches yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And so the one of them, I guess, was in one of his beauty contest thingies again. And I so... Yeah.
You think Megan's thinking twice about making that move over to NBC?
Well,
I mean, she's still getting paid either way, right?
She does. So. She gets paid. It's a guaranteed contract kind of thing. So maybe so. I never thought much of her at all. I never thought she had any gravitas, any kind of credibility. So that's fine. I haven't seen her show. But anyhow. And then tonight, of course, everybody's going to be watching. Not everybody. A lot of people who are political junkies will be checking out the Alabama U.S. Senate election thing as to whether or not it'll be Roy Moore or Doug Jones. And we've said, just because he's, if for instance, Roy Moore wins, that doesn't necessarily mean he's going to serve. Because I think they're going to probably start an ethics investigation right away. So we'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
That could also mean that he could get elected, as we talked about, resign, and then the Republican governor of Alabama could nominate, you know,
he's
Nick
playing
Saban.
He's playing some pretty bold cards. You know, he said, if you don't believe in my character, don't vote for me.
Yeah, that's right. And
I mean, he's been very kind of upfront about
and
it.
And for better or worse, Doug Jones, a Democrat, had Charles Barkley speaking on his behalf yesterday. Again, for better or worse, I'm not sure.
Terrible.
I'm sure he used the phrase terrible in there somewhere. All right, 647.
Hi, this is Debbie Lewis, and I have a show on Sunday mornings that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness is sponsored by Village Foods and Pharmacy, focuses on local doctors, healthcare providers, and wellness experts from right here in the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with Super Slow, a new way to work out. We'll be taking a 21-day challenge, or I'll be challenging you. Know your numbers and 8 misconceptions about weight loss. Be sure to listen Sunday mornings at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
Christmas is my favorite time of year. Hi, this is Margaret Meese. For me, it's a time for enjoying friends and family, for spreading cheer and goodwill, and for sending warmest wishes to special people like you. There's no better time than this holiday season to say thank you. From the Meese family and from me, Margaret Meese, thank you for your friendship and support. May the Christmas season fill your home with joy, your heart with love, and your life with laughter.
This holiday greeting paid for by the Margaret Meese campaign, VoteMeese.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Most of us have plants indoors, especially during the wintertime. It's a way we can continue our favorite hobby, even though it's cold outside. But there are some tips to surviving indoors with your plants. I'll have them right after this message. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Want to save some money on it? First book, regular price $31.95 plus tax and postage. Second and third book sent to the same address, only $26.95. It makes a wonderful gift. Remember, this book is not in stores, it's not on Amazon, and it is not a revision of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. This book is a quarter century newer. The one reference book that'll cover everything you need. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Every book goes out of my office, and every book goes out signed, personally inscribed if you wish. Remember, for a limited time, $31.95 for the first book, $26.95 for the second and third. 800-752-GROW. Call 9 to 5 weekdays. 800-752-4769 or at neilsperry.com. NEILSPERRY.com. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Limit yourself to dependable plants when you try to grow things indoors. Some plants adapt well to indoor situations. Others start pouting almost immediately. Rubber plants and other ficuses, crotons, and schefflerias, as examples, will start losing leaves almost the same day you bring them into the house. It's a lack of bright light and nothing more. You're better off choosing types that can handle the type of lighting you have. Stick with varieties that adapt well to normal people conditions. Aglaonemas, mini dracaenas, pleomeles, sansevierias, pothos, vining philodendrons, and ponytails, among others, can survive for many years indoors. Provide adequate light. We've already said it. This is a key to success. West and east windows allow the most direct light into a room, followed closely by those on the south side of your home. If you don't have adequate light, add it as best you can. Skylights make a real difference. Sheer drapes allow light to penetrate into a room, actually diffusing and spreading it farther into the room. That being the case, if you have shears behind your heavier drapes, consider pulling the light-stopping fabric out of the way during the days. Add lights if you wish, but remember that it takes many bright light bulbs or fluorescent tubes to equal even modest outdoor light intensities. To be effective, that light also needs to be quite near the leaf surfaces, and that can be unattractive and rather mechanical looking. Avoid hot and cold drafts on your plants. Tropical plants, including poinsettias and other holiday flowers, can be damaged by just a few seconds exposure to sub-freezing weather. While that's not a big problem most times in Texas, it can threaten your plants as you bring them home from the nursery or flower shop during the winter. Be very careful. Then don't put them by the fireplace. Keep your indoor plants moist but not wet. There's no good answer to the question of, Neil, how often should I water my plants? There are just too many variables. However, you'll learn to anticipate their needs as you coexist with them for a few weeks. Never let your houseplants wilt. If you do, they'll start dropping lower leaves, and those leaves that do remain will suffer brown margins and tips. Don't over-fertilize. Your plants are not going to be growing aggressively in the wintertime, so apply a diluted, complete, and balanced water-soluble fertilizer each time that you water them, but don't overdo it. Watch for a buildup of pest problems. Bothersome insects such as mealybugs, scales, white flies, and spider mites can show up. You need to be on the lookout. I'm Neil Sperry. Berries of the wintertime in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Good morning, it's 6:52. Texas A&M football has hired Memphis's Daryl Dickey to be its next offensive coordinator. Dickey has spent the last six seasons with the Tigers, leading them to the second highest scoring offense in the nation in 2017 with 47.7 points per game. The 58-year-old served as a head coach in North Texas from 1998 to 2006, leading the Mean Green to four Sun Belt Conference titles. By the way, it was recently announced via Twitter that Tim Brewster, the tight ends coach at Florida State, will be joining his former boss and now, I guess, current boss again, Jimbo Fisher, as he'll be coming to Aggieland. That was announced on Brewster's official Twitter page. Now, sticking with Aggie football, senior safety Armani Watts has been named to the Associated Press All-America third team. Watts from Forney, Texas, racked up 87 tackles, 4 interceptions, 2 forced fumbles, and 2 blocked kicks in 2017. The new AP College basketball poll is out, and the Aggie men have dropped 2 spots to number 9. Still, the guys have been hot this year offensively, and a big reason for that is sharpshooters DJ Hogue and Admon Gilder, who are shooting 53.8% and 47.1% from beyond the arc, respectively. Coach Billy Kennedy praised the two on his weekly radio show last night.
Well, those guys work extremely hard in the offseason. They live in the gym. They shoot the ball a lot, and it's paying off for them. Usually you see the production in the junior year when guys start growing up and understanding what's a good shot, what's not a good shot. I think they've both been better, more disciplined on the offensive end of taking good shots, and they make them when they're open.
We'll see how good how well the guys are shooting the rock tomorrow night when the Aggs welcome Savannah State to town at 7. Meanwhile, the Aggie women jumped up two spots to number 19 in this week's poll. The Maroon and White have played all but one of their games at home this season, and Coach Gary Blair says he's ready to hit the road.
It's a good time. It's Christmas time. Our kids are 8-2. We're number 19 in the country. We're fixing to go on our trip out to the West Coast and to Vegas, and I'm looking forward to it. Our kids have played 9 home games. That's never happened before Christmas since I've been here.
The ladies will head to Los Angeles this Friday to take on USC in the finale of the Maggie Dixon Classic. SMU has agreed to terms with Sonny Dykes to become their next head football coach. Dykes replaces Chad Morris, who left SMU last week to become the head coach at Arkansas. We'll make it 10 in a row for the Houston Rockets.
Harden will ISO on Cousins straight away. Between the circles, fans anticipating something fun here. Harden for three, it's in the air, and it is good! 5 in a row for the Beard!
Harden scored 12 straight points in the fourth quarter, and the Rockets rally past New Orleans 130-123. Clint Capella had a career-high 28 points for Houston, which improves to 21-4 on the year. It'll be a Lone Star Showdown tonight in Big D as the Mavericks play host to the Spurs. San Antonio is expected to have the services of all-star forward Kawhi Leonard, who's been out all season long with a right quadriceps injury. Tip-off is at 7:30. Jason Spezza found the net in a shootout, and the Dallas Stars put a stop to a 3-game skid last night with a 2-1 win over the New York Rangers. Kari Luttinen made 24 saves for Dallas in the opener of its 4-game East Coast road trip. Houston Texans coach Bill O'Brien has come under some fire this week after allowing concussed quarterback Tom Savage to re-enter Sunday's game against San Francisco. O'Brien says he didn't realize the severity of the injury at the time.
Obviously, from my standpoint, the care for the player, I would have never let that player back in the game, and I don't believe that Jeff Kaplan would have allowed that player back in the game. I don't have benefit of the video. I did not see anything.
Replay showed Savage taking a hard hit and then laying dazed on the turf with his hands quivering. He was later replaced by T.J. Yates, who threw 2 touchdowns in the 26-16 loss. And Tom Brady was picked off twice, and the Miami Dolphins pulled off the upset last night of the New England Patriots, 27-20. And that's been your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
The biggest clearance sale of the year is here at WC Tractor. Now is the time to buy and save thousands on Kubota tractors, RTVs, mowers, and construction equipment. Known worldwide as a leading seller of compact tractors and diesel utility vehicles, Kubota has the equipment to help get your work done. Don't delay. Sales like this don't last forever. Come see WC Tractor in Bryan, Navasota, Brenham, and Temple for the largest selection of tractors on clearance now. That's WC Tractor and WCTractor.com.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have 3 BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as 1 in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day, in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning and laundry service for over 20 years.
Shop local first.
When you're shopping for Christmas, remember to shop local first. Our local businesses support all sorts of community projects. They also provide jobs. They pay the taxes that pay for police and fire. And when you're shopping out of town, you're paying for somebody else's parks. The stations of Bryan Broadcasting ask you to look around here first. It's fun, it's fast, and it's where our jobs are.
ASAP Equipment is the Brazos Valley's best independent repair shop for construction and ag equipment. ASAP will come to your job site with our fully equipped service truck to perform everything from preventative maintenance to major repairs. Discounts are also available on rental equipment while your machines are getting serviced. Call John Jarvis with ASAP Equipment at 690-1106 or stop by our shop at 730 Peach Creek Cutoff Road in College Station and visit us online at asapequip.com.
About a minute till, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. Hey, I want to thank Warren Shirley. Warren gave us a $500 check yesterday to go toward Christmas Angels.
Woohoo!
Sweet. Yeah.
Nice. Lots of different ways you can do that. And remember, tomorrow is the deadline. Now, if you're going, I want to do this, but I don't have time, then you can go to the website, and you can donate securely there, matter of fact, through PayPal, and go to mychristmasangels.com. And then we'll take the funds and we'll go buy the stuff that we need to for the kiddos, take the angels off the, well, kiddos and also special needs adults. That's
right.
Something new that we're doing. So if you don't have time to go buy a Blue Baker and pick up an angel there, you can do it online. Just need to do it. That's the most important thing. 64 for a high temperature today, and we're going to have gusty winds out of the north. 36 tonight. It's 47 now. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.